Please join me in welcoming our 10-minute speaker from not Grover Beach, but from AG. Yep, I was corrected earlier, but Don Zee, welcome.
Okay, I got sober and Grover. My name is Don Zee, and I'm an alcoholic. I use my full name, so you get to know me, and I get to know you. I thought it was a unique little snowflake walking into this program because I'm the only person of my name. That is not the case. My sobriety date is 8/9/2022. For me, I have 697 days today. There's a lot of people in here that saw me come in, and I'm sorry for that. But at least I showed that the program works, and this is how it does. Welcome to the newcomers. This meeting is for you guys because I can't do this without you. And that's just the way it is. This program is about giving back. So I do get to take for a little bit. That's what I'm going to talk about first, just one second. For me, my drinking career was magic, and then it was maintenance, and then it was misery. The magic was it shut me up. Legitimately. Well, I got a little mouthy too, but I mean, there are people that could verify that in this room. It shut up my thoughts, my feelings, my stress, my anxiety, all that fun stuff that I just thought, if I could just have that sense of ease and comfort, I'd be fine. Then the maintenance part, happy hour. I could be happy for an hour. Totally fine. And then the misery part, where I'm going to Costco because it's cheaper to buy alcohol there, and I'm filling up alcohol in my cart before the children's food every day. And I wasn't a daily drinker for a long time until I was. And that's just the way it is. And at the end, it was 24/7. And my fourth stage of drinking was the end. My end came on August 8, 2022. I wrote a note because I was pretty sure that my landlord that I was screwing over on the rent was going to find my body. I took that last drink. I came to the next morning, and I screamed at God. And I already told Jill this. This is going to be a thing. I cuss. I made my first honest prayer that day. And I yelled out at God. I didn't really know if I understood or believed in. And I said, "What the fuck do you want from me?" Because I was angry. But something happened that day. That psychic change was sufficient enough for me to practice contrary action. I didn't drink. And there was alcohol in my house, I found out later on. It wasn't because I was out. It was because Don's program was not working anymore, and it almost cost me my life. I started DTing pretty hard, and if anybody's been through DTs, which I'm pretty sure most of us are, they're not fun. And through a series of what I now know are God shots, I reached out to a neighbor that I didn't know because I was being kicked out of my place. She looked at me. She's one of us. And she said, "Do you want help?" And I said, "Yes." Within an hour, I was in treatment, a treatment facility. I did not know that was here locally. Drove by it all the time. I lived here locally. Had no idea. A house full of women. I didn't like women when I got here. I was raised by men. I work in a male-dominated industry. I don't like women. But that's okay. That was God doing for me what I couldn't do for myself. I needed structure. I needed a schedule. I needed somebody to tell me what to do. And what I really appreciated about this facility is that they were step and meeting-oriented. We had four meetings a day. You had to get a sponsor, a female sponsor. Though I begged, bargained, and pleaded for a male sponsor. I was like, "What if he's gay? Come on." Nope. She said a lot of no's to me. And that was good. I needed that. I do have a sponsor. She knows me. She's my sponsor. She was here tonight. I surround myself today with a group of women and some men that I trust because that's the growth that happens here. I was not a safe person when I came in here. I wasn't safe from you guys. That's for sure. I wasn't safe for the community out there. But I wasn't safe for myself. And these women flocked around me and showed me how to do this one day at a time. And I fought it a little bit. I'm not perfect. The only thing I've ever done perfectly since day one is not taking a drink, no matter what. Life has continued to happen. It literally has happened since day one. I have unfortunately lost people that have found these rooms and chose not to do the program. And that scared the shit out of me. I remember my first friend relapsing, and it was very, very loud. And I took that very, very seriously. And that next day, I had that ultimate thing, that resentment that they talked about in the big book. I was pissed off because a coworker cut me from my shift early, just strictly out of spite. And I had been invited to a bar by people that I hadn't seen in a long time. So I had a choice. Get in my car, go to that bar, or go to a meeting. I went to that meeting. 2 days later, I saw my current sponsor. She said, fuck and God in the same sentence. I went, that's my pony. I started following her around like a puppy dog. So for the new people, get a sponsor. Anybody who's willing to sponsor, you want to raise your hand? Anybody? Find one of those. Because with service, we will happily do this anytime, anywhere. It does not matter. Service is never convenient, or it's not service. That's what I was taught. And going back to what I do on a daily basis now. Now that I'm sober, all right, I know I got sober. How do I live sober? I pray on a daily basis. I have a conscious contact with my higher power. I call him God. He's really funny, kind of sarcastic because he knows who he's dealing with. But he's very loving and very tolerant of me. And even when I make mistakes and I take myself a little back, he's very quick to correct me in a lot of different ways. You know, I have somebody who's not one of us who said this long before I entered recovery. God will whisper in your ear, and he's going to tap you on the shoulder, and he's going to pull out the rug from underneath you to get your attention. That's what it takes. That's what it takes for this alcoholic. So besides the praying and meditating, I do 2 readings a day that I stick to since day one. Sometimes there's more that I feather in. I attend a big book study, a 12 and 12, and a women's meeting every week. It works for me. I start my day with a meeting. 7 a.m. Village Group is my home group. You will find me there 7 days a week, no matter what. And I do night meetings as well. I love starting my day with a meeting and people that are like-minded like me and ending my day that way as well. I'm a service. I've had a secretary position pretty much since I've been 5 months sober. And I do that for the accountability aspect. It has nothing to do with prestige at all. I want to give this back. I don't want to ever raise my hand again. And I know I don't have to. I don't have to pick up a drink no matter what today. As long as I keep doing what I've been doing, listening, that was a hard one for me, to what people who trudged this road before me did. And I get to watch the newcomers come in and remind me, just because that bottle's pretty, the cone is a lot lighter than a bottle. I get to pick it up today. And I have. 2:30 in the morning, I reached out. Not because I wanted to take a drink, per se. I didn't know what the next right indicated thing to do was. So I asked. And when people ask me advice, I wait for the questions. I don't just assert my, you know, all-knowing knowledge. Yeah. I'm still very new in this program. I was told I'm going to be a newcomer until I turn 10, so I got a long way to go. He's not here tonight, or else I would thank him personally. With that being said, to the newcomers, I hope you find what I found here. There is a solution. You know, for me, I was very wet-brained when I got here. My first sponsor told me to read the big book, first 164 pages, that's the program. I was like, there's a lot of fancy words in that book. Go to a big book study. Read it together. Get a sponsor that works out of the big book. Does the steps out of the big book. There's a lot of wealth of information in this book, and it's been around a lot longer than I've been alive. It's been working for a long time, for a lot of people. With that, thank you so much for asking me to leave. I hope that was under 10 minutes because I made sure I didn't have coffee before the meeting so I wouldn't ramble. There is a solution for all of you guys. And I know if I keep praying to my higher power, turning my will over to him on a daily basis, even when I don't want to, knowing that I don't run the show anymore, I have a fighting chance. But it's just for today. That means I get to come back tomorrow. So I'm going to keep coming back.
So proud of her. Give her another round of applause.